MoneyWeb now on the money.
This podcast is brought to you by Stanlib Asset Management. Invest in more global opportunities through their partnership with JP Morgan Asset Management. Chatting now with Tarina Flock, MD at Elite Risk. Tarina, good to chat again. Early in the year, we had all over TikTok was all abuzz with Chinese-made luxury brands. Apparently, the wonderful bags we pay a vast amount for actually made in China. There's a lot around that. I suppose my first question is, I mean, what truly defines luxury? I mean, is it just price or is it quality? What is the defining trend of luxury?
Good morning, Simon. I would say, I think it's a very personal thing, but it's definitely craftsmanship. In the case of high-end fashion and jewelry, it's most definitely craftsmanship and quality, and then of course the perceived value also adds to it. And exclusivity. Exclusivity is also a factor.
Yeah, actually, that's a good point because it if you're doing the quality, you can't make thousands of them every month. In terms of fake luxury, do you know how prevalent it is sort of globally or perhaps even locally? I mean, how much of a challenge is it?
Well, in doing my research for the article, I came across really worrying numbers. Mm-hmm. Like the fake luxury market runs into billions of dollars worldwide. And apparently South Africa is seen as a dumping ground for what they call AAA grade fake. Mm-hmm. which are very difficult to spot as counterfeits. So yes, it's definitely, and I know of some local designers who also have a problem with reproductions of their items. So it's definitely there's a huge seems to be a big surge globally in this counterfeit trade. I had a discussion yesterday. Sorry, Simon. I had a discussion yesterday with a retailer in this in the high end luxury secondhand market, and they were telling me that it's that this entire industry is linked to organized crime. So that's really concerning.
Yeah, 100%. And the fact that there is sort of grading, you mentioned AAA there, I hadn't thought of that. There's going to be different types of fake. I suppose the big trick is that you've bought a luxury item. You're now wishing to insure it. How does buyers prove the authenticity? I mean, particularly, I suppose that's really more when it comes to a part of the claim process. But if I've got whatever it might be, a watch, a bag, or something, how do I prove authenticity?
All right, so with fashion and bags, it's very important to keep your invoice. Mm-hmm. There are actually, for secondhand goods, there are very reliable AI-driven authentication sites. Mm-hmm. Apparently, they are very, very accurate. But I think for run-of-the-mill items, keep your purchase invoice. Really, it seems like a bit of admin, but we always ask for it. It doesn't only prove authenticity, but mm-hmm. it also proves ownership, you know?
Oh, so true.
Watches, high-end watches like Rolex, for example, they are a bit easier because there's a register that mm-hmm. the authorized distributors keep, even if it's secondhand. But even for those, for jewelry items, for watches, get a valuation certificate from an authorized dealer. Keep your purchase invoice again, and keep your box with the authentication certificate. So the documentation is very, very important in these items, especially when it comes to having to replace something into the tens or hundreds of thousands of rands. All insurers are going to insist on verification.
And it is around that authorized dealer, because I was going to ask, how do we avoid buying a counterfeit luxury? And I suppose that, don't buy it from a stranger in a street corner. Don't buy it from a stranger on the internet. It is around going to authorized dealers. There might be resellers, but they will be authorized and legitimate as well.
Absolutely, absolutely. And of course, don't buy on social media.
Yeah.
Yeah. So yes, it is. It's really important, especially when it comes to watches, to buy from authorized dealers, because they pay a lot of money to the manufacturers to have the right to distribute those watches in country. You know.
Yeah. And don't buy off social media. That's probably true of absolutely everything. We'll leave it there. Tarina Flock, Managing Director, Elite Risk. Appreciate the early morning time. This podcast is brought to you by Stanlib Asset Management. Invest in more global opportunities through their partnership with JP Morgan Asset Management.